First of all, I've got to say, Chris, fantastic gesture. A round of applause coming up, I think, for Chris. Woo! Just chatting off air. Obviously, you've just mentioned that the book you're selling on Saturday, 10% of the money goes to charities.
That's right, 10% of the profit, yeah.
I'll let you carry on the conversation, sir, because you've just been having it off air with Mike Pierce.
Mike's got a fabulous project here, Southmead Trust. I'm just reading through the, what do you call this?
That's the annual report.
I'm just reading through
last year's, by the way, man.
Last year's annual report, just reading through that. Sounds like a fantastic project, and like I say, we're giving 10% of the profit of the books that we sell to charities, and we've been looking for a local charity to support, and it looks like this is one. It's doing fabulous work, so we're happy to do that.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'll clap loud.
There we go. Woo-hoo. Thank you very much, Chris. Fantastic.
Yeah, indeed.
So, and also, you can also donate money as well, Chris, because you are actually celebrating 20 years of the Southmead project, aren't you?
Yep, we are. We're at the Courtenall on Tuesday. It's a free event, and people can register online or they can come in on the day. Mm-hmm. No problem with that at all. They would need to register when they come in because health and safety kind of things.
Yeah, so just for numbers so you know who's in and who's not.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And we're already over 150 people. It's in the lantern room at the Courtenall Hall. It's not the main hall. But they're going to take out the foyer areas for stalls and so on. We're going to kick off with an amazing Zumbathon, 9 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't quite get the Lord Mayor to do the Zumba, but he'd be turning up at 10:30.
Okay.
And 11 o'clock, there'll be the
Is that the proper mayor?
Well, there's a Lord Mayor and there's Mayor George Ferguson.
Yeah, that's the proper. It's the proper mayor.
Yeah,
that's good.
George assures me, and I do believe him, but he would have been there, but he will be out of the country. Apparently.
Oh, right. Yeah, so, he was in America.
Now we can all tell if he's going to fib, but I don't think so. I think he would have been there actually. So yeah, and 11 o'clock keynote speeches, and I would urge people to get along to listen to these, particularly the one from Ian McFadden, who was successful in bringing about a court case against his abusers. And Ian's going to talk about his life. And this all happened at Caldecott Prep School, so it shows that abuse can happen anywhere. And Ian's recovery. And he's just done a magnificent thing for us, climbing Scafell Fell, where he's raised nearly £6,000 for a Southmead project. Absolutely. And I was done the meagre climb on my birthday on the 3rd of September. Climbed the rigging on the SS Great Britain.
Yes, I remember this. Yes, because there's not many people allowed up there, is there?
I've done it. I enjoyed it, actually.
Fantastic.
And we've raised some money so far. Our splendid new website is opening very soon, next day or so. And there'll be a new booklet freely available at the Courtenall Hall event, as will our splendid new annual report. So loads of things going on there. But seriously, we've timed it almost as though it's coincided with all this massive national publicity about abuse and so on and its impact. And that's not so good, of course. But there is a fun part to it. Southmead Project, 20 years old. We've managed to keep our heads above water, keep going, and work with thousands and thousands of people during that period. And what amazing people they are, these survivors.
Yeah. And, of course, as you say, I mean, it's you don't really tend to get a lot of money as far as, you know, money from governments or anything like that.
It's
the people of Bristol and obviously sufferers from the abuse, if I whether it be child or otherwise.
Sure.
They're the ones that are making you survive, really, which is astounding.
It's astounding, but in a way, in many respects, respect is a lovely word, isn't it? Respect, mm-hmm. A beautiful word. But for many reasons, whatever they might be, the survivors of childhood trauma are not getting the respect they deserve and they need. The fact that Southmead Project doesn't get money, hardly any money from statutory services, although I must say that Sue Mount Stevens, the police crime commissioner, this year agreed to give the charity £17,000, which goes an awful long way in a small charity.
Exactly.
But other than that, really, statutory services, no. But we need to kind of change that scenario very much. Yeah.
I fully agree 100%. And obviously, great gesture. Thank you very much once again to Chris, obviously, for the book.
Absolutely, Chris, thank you.
Which is superb. Obviously, that some of that, you know, whatever money raised, everything, that literally is, one, in the case of this case, every single penny just does help, doesn't it?
If you look at £500 would keep one volunteer going for a whole year. Right now, that volunteer may come to Bristol University or University of West of England, volunteer counsellor, and that person can see at least three people every week in each day they come to work at Sampy Project. And then when you look at that over the whole year, what the help that person gives so many people and the hope that they help them find and their recovery from many, many, many things. £500 goes an awful, awful long way indeed.
Mike, I have a question for you, and also just to remind, since I've been working with Mike, which is a long time now, and managing press around historic trauma and abuse and survivors, working with survivors, I've interviewed, as Mike knows, many, many survivors of abuse over that time. And one of the things that's come up from the public who've got wind of this recently is that, you know, can I come in on the day? Yeah. I have been through counselling, I have disclosed, I have survived, and what I've been saying to people is, look, yes, of course, because there's a lot of information available on the day. It will be a very warm and supportive environment. There will be many, many other people there that you can talk amongst, etc, etc. But one question, how many do you think in that time, how many people in the time that you have been doing this work have you helped at the centre?
Oh dear, I don't know.
Ballpark.
Very difficult, but a ballpark, because of the training we do. We go all over the country training and so on. I don't know, probably 25,000 maybe.
I would think so, adding that up, if not more. And so I just want to say from me to all those people, and you know who you are because I've asked you to listen in today, you are welcome. And BCFM listeners, you are welcome. Come and meet these amazing people, and let's absolutely put our hands together and celebrate the Southmead Project and Dr. Mike Pearce and his team, because it is truly amazing work.
Thank you. Once again, it's down the Colston Hall. It's this Tuesday.
And Zumbathon, 9 o'clock.
Yes, get your lycra ready. Get your lycra ready, boys and girls. Get out there and do the Zumbathon. We've done hula hoops and what have you. And I'm sure that we're going to go and grab some information from Chris, and we can start doing yoga in the studio. I'd love to go and see Mike in his lotus position, that's for sure. and what have you. So please get involved with it. It's all happening around Bristol. It's happening today, obviously. On Saturday, it's happening around there at the Unitarian Church. Once again, Chris, it's 7 o'clock, isn't it? And it's also then happening as well this coming Tuesday, Colston Hall. All kicks off around about 9 o'clock, you said, with the Zumbathon.
And
it goes all the way through the day to...
Till 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
And then a small break, and then Sappy Project's having its 20th... AGM, how about that one?
Oh, as well. You're just mixing it all up. But goodness me. And of course, it is free to get in, but as you've just heard, they don't get a lot of money donated from causes that from various places that should be putting money into this great local charity. So if you are going to go along, get your hand in your pocket, put some money into the box, so it obviously it just helps someone that, you know, you can help someone in your area hopefully recover from what can be a really, really serious issue, life-threatening issues in some instances. And we were also mentioning off air as well, we said it's all to do with child abuse. There are people that you would sort of say, oh, he's a druggie, or something like that. That's the usual sort of colloquial, he's a druggie. He might be a druggie not because he likes the drugs. He might be a druggie because of other things, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just confined to that. The people who might cut themselves, harm themselves in other ways, eating disorders, many ways where we try to comfort ourselves against that most awful of backgrounds. So I certainly couldn't throw the first stone, in that respect, anyone really. And maybe we don't judge people, but let's maybe listen to the story of their life.
Yeah, find out a little bit of background first before you start saying, what have you. You've also got news of something going on tonight as well, haven't you, Louise?
Yeah, I have indeed. It seems